Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Tivoli Talk IBM Tivoli Common Reporting, What's New in Tivoli Common Reporting conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Pete Grulich. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Lisa. Hi, this is Pete Grulich with Tivoli Sales Enablement. I'd just like to say Dobar Dan from Croatia. It's about 5 o'clock here. Good morning in the States. And as I always say, if you're listening in Asia Pacific, just send me an email because I want to know who the crazy people are over there in AP staying up till all hours of the morning to listen to these Tivoli Talks. They are recorded. You can get playback information on them. So why don't we go ahead and get started. If you go to chart 6, we will have Aaron Tobin as our guest speaker today. He is the IBM Tivoli Product Manager and handles Tivoli Common Reporting. And I'll just be kicking it off here with some pointers to some information and where to get some critical information on ITM and ITPA. So if you go to chart 8, this is a closed-loop process for getting information on ITM, and I've put up a similar page for IT Performance Analyzer. And if you just take a look at it, first step will take you to an education course where we have information on IT Performance Analyzer. Second step is to go to the Central Sales Accelerator and Quick Reference page. You only need to bookmark the first link on the second step, and that will have links off of that will take you to all the ITM resources and ITPA resources that you may need. If you go to chart 9, we have built in there for business partners in IBM a developer work site that you can go to for Tivoli Common Reporting to find out the latest information, white papers, and details that you may need when you're talking to your customers. On chart 10 is an internal site for IBMers on how to get competitive information. Chart 11 for business partners, just a link to the key sites that we have up today in the playbook arena. And on chart 12, just the ITM Info Center site, and you can see that if you go to that link, IT Performance Analyzer is on that link. So let's go to chart 14, and then I'll turn it over to Aaron. What we're going to go through today is basically just a high-level view of Tivoli Common Reporting. Aaron may refer to it as TCR, one of our latest three-letter acronyms. Talk about the value that it provides to our customers. Talk about an architectural and strategic overview, what TCR looks like. Then we will just wrap it up, and we will take questions and answers today. And as always, I assume there will be a lively set of questions and answers, and probably 50 to 60% of the value of these Tivoli Talks is the Q&A that we get into at the end. So, Aaron, I'd like to turn it over to you, and we'll pick up with you on chart 15.
Good. Thank you very much, and hello, everyone. Thanks for calling in. I'm Aaron Tobin. As you know, the purpose is to talk about TCR, Tivoli Common Reporting. And so if you're on slide 15, I just wanted to start off by saying TCR it's not a product. It is a component that is going to add value to the Tivoli solutions that you're already selling, putting together, creating, putting value in for your customers. And the value that TCR is going to bring is that really it simplifies so much how you visualize information in ways that your customers can make business decisions, as well as it's a simplified way of being able to deliver and share reporting for use. And the idea behind that is you will generate these reports. They're stored in a specific report store. Access to it is web-based, and you'll be able to control who has access to view these things. You'll be able to make sure that people who need to see these reports will be able to find them easily. And the beauty of it is that this is meant to be a reporting solution that is shared across the Tivoli portfolio. And so as each of the products adopts TCR and provides out-of-the-box reporting of value for their product, you'll also be able to extend that value by being able to pull data that each of those individual solutions creates and create reports that are built upon multi-metrics, multi-components, multi-kinds of data sources that you can pull together, be able to create these reports that add value, that have metrics today, that have information today that you're not seeing in the kind of reports that we've previously come up with. So if you just go down one more slide to slide 16, the value that you're going to see is, as I was saying, the launch point is meant to be very easy with no training required for anybody who's going to make use of accessing and consuming these kinds of reports. As well, as I was mentioning, we want you to focus on the quality of the information. It's not the quantity of reports that count, but what have you put into it, and what kind of value are you providing for your users. And the other part of it as well is that you're going to see that we've provided a design template, and we've designed and some reportings and style guides that we've made available to all of the Tivoli development teams. So you're going to see a consistency of what the content looks like, and you're going to be able to see that there is linkage, that you'll be able to have drill downs from one report into another report. And the idea behind that is that it's really going to blur boundaries of individual products as well. As well, you'll be able to do such things as, integrate reporting into dashboards so that customers and your own solutions will be able to show reporting as part of your solutions, as part of the portals that you're creating as well. So if you move down next slide number 17, this one's a fairly busy chart, and I'll just highlight the key things out of it. On the left-hand side, you'll see reports from IBM, offerings from business partners, and so the intent behind all of this is that we want to start a reporting ecosystem where report definitions and reports are coming from Tivoli, and those will be shipped with the products, as well as being available for download on Opal. So as each product set comes up with their reports and the report sets, if it's in between product deliveries, they'll be put out on the Opal website so that they can be downloaded and installed into CCR so that they are providing value as soon as possible. Business partners will be able to, from their own websites, be able to have report definitions that they make available that can be imported into the TCR product set, into the TCR reporting service as well. And then, as well, on the left-hand side, there is a report designer that you can download that allows you to create and customize your own definitions and your own reports. And so you'd be able to do your own reports and then have those import those definitions into TCR for execution and for others to make use of. And so there are multiple sources of where these report definitions are going to come into. As I mentioned, we're making available the templates and the style guides for the look and feel of the Tivoli-based reports so that as a business partner, you can make use of those. You can customize them for your own needs. Customers as well could be able to download and make use of these templates and style guides as well just to add consistency to their own. What you'll see on the right-hand side of this chart is, well, what is TCR? And TCR is, it's a self-contained component that contains a user interface. It contains the engine, which actually generates the reporting. It has an internal store for reports, for storing the reports, and it allows you to be able to output those reports as well. HTML PDF files as well. So moving down from there, I'd like to go through slide 18. And the idea of, let's go through a bit of the architecture of what is TCR and how does it apply, how does it fit into the environment that we have today. So for installation, it's totally self-contained. And it's so totally self-contained, there are no prerequisites that you have to install first, because it has its own embedded web server and data store. And it includes all of the open source components that are required for TCR within the installed package. Multiple products are going to be able to share a single version of this. And as mentioned, it'll be delivered with Tivoli products, but it's also through DeveloperWorks. So we'll come to what DeveloperWorks is, the interface for TCR and DeveloperWorks. But there's the two ways to be able to get this now. as part of a product that's delivering it, as well as downloading it from the DeveloperWorks website. And what you'll be able to do is, once it's installed, there are sample reports that are available, so you get a chance to see, well, what does this have in it? What is it that you're going to be able to produce? So moving now down to slide 19, just a couple of statements about the architecture. It was meant, the architecture of this was focused on two things. It's got to be open, and it has to be simple. And so the idea is, at every boundary, we wanted to have an open architecture so that we make it easy for you to add new plugins, add your own reports, to be able to customize this to really meet the needs of the marketplace out there. As well, I'd mentioned that we have a portal-based GUI that's really going to allow you for customization as well of the browser page. You'll be able to put in your own content as well, so that you can really customize this in your own way. We provide, you know, APIs and the CLI functions for creating different solutions for you, for what you need to do. And if you hadn't heard, what we are basing TCR on, one of the key components of it is it's based upon, excuse me, the BERT Eclipse project, an open source project, you know, that has plug-in interfaces so that it is easy to be able to add, for example, new chart types. So if you come up with something other than what you'll see we provide in TCR today, you'll be able to have that as a plug-in, as well as adding different output formats as we go forward. Now, for simple, the intent of simple is it really is a one-step installation with no dependencies that somebody has to go find. Everything is built in and delivered with TCR itself. There is no need for a DBA or any specialized skills to be able to administer and keep TCR going. And what's most important is there really is no educational requirements to make use of this. It really was focused on how do we provide a simple component to add to the Tivoli solutions to add value to your users, to your customers' information needs. So if we move on to the next slide, slide 20, just some of the other parts of the architecture. So within TCR itself, we have embedded a lightweight embedded WAS server, and a future release, because we have heard from you, we've been getting some requirements. We'd like it to be able to run on, if we already have a WebSphere application server already in the environment, how can we have it so it's running there? Today as well, that we make use of a lightweight Derby database as our data store. And our future is, well, we're also going to open this up, you know, to be able to run on DB2, Oracle, or other standard JDBC drivers as well. Today, what you will see is that TCR is making use of ISC, the Integrated System Console, and that we are also working to be able to integrate TCR into the upcoming Tivoli Integrated Portal. And that is something that you will see later this year. We also provide, you know, a full function API and a CLI. And what our focus is that in a future release, we're going to be able to provide this as web service interface for your use as well. So, and with that, you know, we also have standard logging and tracing to be able to make sure that you can have a configurable audit trail, and we also have access controls that are integrated into, you know, the authorization component. So that is meant to be this lightweight architecture, which is growing into this industrial strength size architecture as well. If you move to the next slide, slide 21, you'll see that this is just a screen capture of, well, what is the TCR user interface? And you'll see on the left-hand side, it has the navigation, and it's really the report sets, where report sets are, you have taken a set of reports and grouped them into a report set, and you'll be able to navigate them, and you'll see them In the case of the IBM provided, you'll see them showing up under each different product set, but you'll also be able to create report sets that have meaningful names for your solution or for your customer base as well. One of the things that's coming in a follow-on release will be report smart sets. So things like here's the 25 most commonly used reports over the last month, or here are the set of reports that you've decided that these are the most valuable reports to date, and you want to make sure that people have easy access to them. And so you'll have it as a report set that we'll call a report smart set. On the right-hand side, when you select a report set, you'll see here are all the different reports that are available inside this report set, and that's just called the report list. And, you know, you'll be able to search for reports. You'll be able to search for report sets using keywords or string matches. You'll see all of the list of available reports and their properties. And then you'll also be able to, of course, define what are the report parameters for report execution, and you'll be able to generate and view reports on demand as well. As well, we'll be able to do this. You'll see at the bottom, generating a report snapshot. And so what this is that you can generate a report at a given time, at a given point in time, and you store it for future access. And you can decide how many of these snapshots of this report that you want to keep. Other things that you'll be able to do is through the CLI, you'll be able to distribute reports to a file system. So you can do that today through the CLI. This is the user interface that is available today. It is very straightforward, very easy to use, no training required in order to navigate through this kind of thing. Moving forward onto the next slide number 22, we've actually talked about this already. There's a report, and then there's a report snapshot. And so the report, just to confirm it for you, that's really the definition. That's the definition of when I execute this report, this is the definition of the report that gets executed. You provide the different parameter values to it, and it can get executed. Or you can execute it immediately, or you can execute it in the background to be able to create the different instances of the output. And as I'd mentioned, the snapshot is you've run this report and you're saving it so that you can keep that and be able to view that at later times. Moving on from there, so what are, when we're on slide 23, so what are the base features that are available to you through this report organization interface? As mentioned, you can search, you know, for reports, report sets. You can organize your reports and report sets into different report sets so that it's easier for you to be able to navigate through, find the kinds of organizational structure that you want to have. Launching of a report, you can easily just launch it as an on-demand, or you can show it from a previously saved snapshot. To view it, you'd be able to view it in HTML, PDF. Other formats will be coming in the future as well. And the other part that I haven't mentioned yet is that, how do you import? How do you get a report definition? And it is a very straightforward, you'd right-click and be able to say, here's what I want to do. I want to import or I want to export a product report package and definition. And where can you import those from? It's, as I mentioned, from a business partner's website, from the DeveloperWorks download site. You'll see that there's links that will take you to Opal to be able to install reports and report sets as well. Now, what we're working on now, coming up for the next release, is scheduling. And scheduling will be part of that the Tivoli integrated portal that I'd mentioned earlier. And the idea behind this one is you'll be able to set up a schedule for when you want to run reports with different options allowing you to ensure that you're meeting different users' requests. Distributing it as well. The intent is once the report has been generated, being able to distribute it to a file to a file system, sorry. And what we're coming with in the future will be other ways of distribution, and we'll work on that. And any feedback from you on this area, I'd love to get your feedback for it as well. In the next release as well, we are adding security so that you can secure who has access to the report sets. And we'll follow on with access down to the report level. But in the next release, you'll be able to provide security access at the report set level. As well, you'll be able to make changes to this entire user interface so that this fits in with the solution that you are providing or with what the user, end user, wants to provide as a solution, a reporting UI solution for their end users as well. So moving on from there, if you go to slide 24, it's easy to be able to modify the reports. And what you can do is from within that user interface, you know, you can determine, well, where are the data sources that you want to be able to pull to get the data for the report design that you're going to execute. Now, the default for us is actually go to the Tivoli Data Warehouse. But really, you'll be able to identify any JDBC report data source that you want to be able to access. And the idea behind this is that you'll be able to select the data sources that you want. You'll be able to select multiple data sources. So the idea is that you can pull the data that you need for these reports from wherever it is that it is stored, from whatever tool it is that has generated this data. And then moving on from here, if we go down to the next slide, slide 25. This one, report content and output, what's the real value? And so what we want to get across, the idea is that the value of the report is, as I said, not the quantity of them, but focusing on the content, the information, and the best way to be able to present this kind of information in the user interface, in the report itself, and how do you have linkage from report to report so that you have the best layout and the best flow of information. And you'll see on there there's a term, chart junk. So the idea is to minimize extra things that are in reports that get in the way of somebody using it being able to really get value out of analyzing the report and understanding exactly what information that you're trying to get across to them as well. Something that we're thinking of as a future deliverable as well is providing sets of, you know, a package of reports that they could be combined into cookbook-style packages so that you have different sets of reports that have linkages from one report to the next report and back. And that the idea of these would be scenarios. These would be reports that are put together based upon customer scenarios that we have found our customers are saying, here's how we'd like to use reports. Here's the kind of information that we would find of value. Here's how we'd like to present it. Here's the content of it. Here's how one would flow from the next. Moving on from there, if we just go to slide 26, I just wanted to point out again, we provide a report enablement guide. And this guide, remember, is meant to give you templates of when we create reports for the Tivoli products, we have a template of what goes where in each of the different reports, what kind of charts, what kind of objects, standardized colors, fonts, placement, and tables on this thing, as well as we have a definite style guide that can help you decide how do you want to cleanly, clearly generate these reports, have the content in the way that you want it to be as useful and as visual as possible, allow for the drill down from one report into another, drill down from a high level down into something more detailed. And the idea behind this one is we definitely got feedback that says consistency of look and feel of reports across the Tivoli portfolio is absolutely a must, and that this is one way that we're helping to make sure that this happens. And this is available for you to make use of and to, in a sense, customize to ensure that you have the same level of consistency in the solutions that you're providing, the reporting solutions that you're providing as well. So I just added a few charts in here. I just wanted to show you just some of the examples of here's the types of reports and the report content that are available today with the TCR reports and in the products that we have coming out. So on slide 27 is just an example of a set of, really a set of tables from Tivoli Workload Scheduler. And things start off with, at the high level, what is the report, what were the parameters that were used in the report, and then as you get further down into the report, you get the listings, the detailed listings. And that's one example of a tabular type of report. If you go down to the next slide, slide 28, this is a report that is in that will be in TBSM, and this one is meant to be, it's a service level type of a report, and it starts off with, you know, information about what is the report, and graphically being able to show, in this case, it was the top service outage for, in this case, a financial institution, and being able to show the status of services and just focusing it on it's either bad or it's marginal so that they can be able to do, so that they could look at this and see quickly how are they doing in providing their services. And the idea is that at the top would be this chart, and at the bottom of the report is really just tabular format showing here is each of the services and here's the duration of the outage in this case. But the example of this is just how crisply and clearly you can show this kind of information. Moving on to the next one, slide 29, is an ITM chart. And this ITM chart is meant to be a high level. It's a show me the top resources by utilization. And it's meant, and it shows in this case, I'm not sure you can see it clearly or not, but it shows for each different server what's the average CPU utilization, disk, as well as memory. And it's color-coded so that it's easy for somebody to see, oh, I see where I'm heading. I may have problems with this set of servers or this server related to a CPU utilization. And you can then go from there into drilling down to understand more concretely, more crisply, well, what really is actually going on in that environment. Another one, if you just go down again to slide 30, this one is another ITM report that is being made available as well. And this one is just, it's a report that is meant to identify patterns of utilization over a 24-hour period. And the idea is that it's color-coded so that you can see for all the different types of servers that you have and for all the different days that you have, how's the utilization? What are the patterns? And so in this one, just for example, you can see, you know, in the last hour of every day, there is high utilization. And maybe that means something that you need to be able to drill down on and understand. Do you need to move some workload? Do you need to do some other action? The idea of this is look at this quickly, get an idea, and then go take some action. The next one down on slide 31, this is a report that comes out of the Tivoli Performance Analyzer, where the idea is that Tivoli Performance Analyzer takes data that is historical data from the Tivoli Data Warehouse, does analysis on it to calculate the trending pattern of the metrics that are being used in this. And so you'll see in the and be able to predict for you when are you going to hit either a warning level or a critical level on this IT resource or set of IT resources. And the idea of this report is it starts off with the chart that shows you here's the trend, here's what we've calculated. Then it goes down into the report to give you a forecast of, well, here's where we believe that here's where we believe the performance of this resource is going, and this is when we think it's going to get to critical, this is when we think it's going to get to warning, here's how confident we are in our prediction. And then the next part down in there where it says forecast details, that's where we project out, here's what we believe this will be in 7 days, or 30 days, or 90 days. So the idea is that from one quick report, you can see here's where you're trending, here's where we are right now, here's where we think you are going. And it allows you then to determine, well, what actions in what IT operational actions do we need to take in order to ensure we don't cross any of these thresholds. So if we move down from there, on to slide number 32. And this one is just to talk a bit about the report authoring tools. So the design and the creation of the report definitions themselves. And today, there is a report designer that is available, and it requires you to have some knowledge to be able to build these reports. But the feedback that we have come is that we need to find a set of reporting tools that is going to cross many needs, from people who are non-technical, who just want to be able to create reports and be able to get different views of reports for their own usage, but they know what the data means, but they don't want to have to understand anything about tools and creating them. They want to be able to just let me point, click, drag, drop, and be able to create things. Then going as we move to the right, there's the need for being able to have a more flexible report design tool that allows you to really make as many of the customizations that you want in order to be able to create really new applications or customized technical applications as well. And so we are working in all of these areas. It is clear that to be able to come up with the report that is a simple report generation where it is for non-technical or it's for a view that I don't want to know about tools, I just want to be able to create reports from data. This one is definitely a difficult one to make easy enough for a wide audience. And so we'll be looking at feedback from you as to what are the kinds of things that would be of value on this part of the spectrum, as well as what's coming. You know, we are also looking forward to, hey, what are we going to come up with next? And you'll see up in the right-hand corner, dynamic report combination. So we're really playing with, Web 2.0 mashups, widgets, gadgets. And there's work going on inside the lab just trying to figure out where we go on this. So there'll be more to come on in this space as well. But just the purpose of this is just to let you know that we recognize that there is a broad spectrum of needs for being able to create and customize reports. So moving on from there, I'd like to go down to slide 33 and to talk about developer works. So at the beginning, there was a chart that that Pete Gerlich showed that had the URL for the TCR page on DeveloperWorks. And this is a web page that absolutely everybody who is connected with generating reports or making them available to others should really link to and have a look at. The idea is that we want this web page to be an integrated part of the reporting ecosystem. You make use of TCR, but you also go to this website to be able to look at instructional information that's going to tell you, here's tips and techniques. It's also going to have a list of, here are all of the latest reports that are being made available from IBM that you can go to Opal and download. There's forums on there so that users, both end users, developers, business partners can all get on to exchange information, to be able to talk with the development teams, to be able to get tips as well for questions that that they're having as they're building their reports. And the idea behind this as well is that we want to get to having a report exchange where at some point that other than Tivoli reports would be available for being viewable, downloadable, and portable into TCR as well. For now, the idea would be if a business partner wants to highlight reports that they are report sets that they have, it would be to access the forum and put in a link, in as an entry in the forum to be able to say, here's what I've got. Please follow this link to go see these kinds of things. As well, what's available is we have a community source project, and that you would sign up for that as well to be able to get more downloads and more technical downloads and more technical information on TCR and the parts that go into making TCR as well. So this is definitely the TCR Developer Work, definitely a website that if you haven't gone to yet, you definitely should. So just to wrap it up before we go into questions and answers, the key thing about Tivoli Common Reporting, it is a no-charge component that adds value to the Tivoli solutions that that you are using today, that we have in the marketplace today. And the intent is that it is the self-contained component that it has the reporting service itself, it has its UI, it has a connection to the developer works, it includes a report authoring tool, and that most of our products will be providing report content, and all of this free of charge. The idea is that we'll be shipping TCR, the service itself, with individual products. We'll also be integrating it into larger solutions so that it's always going to be shareable with multiple products, multiple solutions. And our strategy, we are going to, our focus is that we want to be able to provide a simple, straightforward reporting solution that enhances the value of the Tivoli product set that is available today. And by doing this, it really allows you to create solutions that provide high-value IT business information for your customers. So with that, what I'd like to do is now return to the operator to open up for questions and answers.
Thank you, sir. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. If you are on a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 to ask your question or make a comment.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, Aaron, just one of the comments while people are hitting star 1 and getting their questions queued up. I'm here in Croatia, and one of the questions I got from one of our customers was, you know, what products are currently integrated and, you know, what are the major products that we see, you know, integrating into the Tivoli Common Reporting here in the next, you know, 6 to 8 months to 9 months?
Oh, okay, good question. The reports that are available now, you'll see that there are TWS, ITNM, ITM we've just released ITM 6.2 reports as well. We've just released Omegamon XE for IMS, for Kix, for ZOS, for mainframe networks, for ZVM and Linux. And there are approximately 40 product sets that are working on the reports and have either made them available or are in the works of going to be able to provide them throughout the rest of 2008. So some of the other report sets that you're going to see coming in 2008, TSM, ITCAM for SOA, TIM, Tivoli Performance Analyzer has just released a set of reports as well. TBSM is just made available, and you should see the TBSM 4.1.2 reports that are coming on, and they'll be available, 4.1.1 reports that will be available on Opal this week. And so we are also working with the many other different product sets as well. So you're going to see things related to, for example, Asset Manager for IT, or Omegamon for messaging, and NetView for ZOS. And you're going to see Usage and Accounting Manager reporting. And it'll go on like this. So what we're planning to do is that on the DeveloperWorks website, you will see in the lower right corner there is a view called the Tivoli Report Catalog. And in it, we're going to highlight, here are all the new report sets that are coming out, and you'll be able to click on that, follow the link that takes you to Opal so that you can download and you can search and download on any of the report sets that are available for any of those Tivoli products. What's being highlighted, just before I close on this one, what's being highlighted on the website right now is ITM 6.2 reports, as well as the Omegamon XE reports as well.
Great, thanks. Lisa, got some questions now?
Yes, sir, we have plenty of questions. Our first question comes from Joe Calcata. Please go ahead.
Hi.
Joe, you're always the first one in the queue. How do you manage that, ma'am?
Yeah, as soon as you say open for questions, it's like star one.
Canadian hotline.
How are you doing, Pete? Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Joe.
The question I have, first of all, when you say available on the website, there was a couple of links in the presentation, but I assume when you're saying that, you're talking about mostly the Opal website where we can download this stuff?
Yes, that is where it's. If you go to the DeveloperWorks website for TCR, if you click on Tivoli Report Product Catalog, it takes you over to Opal.
Okay, perfect. And second question I have is on the you showed how we can go to an ODBC data source to pull in information for the reports. And this might be too technical for this for right now, but we have a customer who wants to run stored procedure calls against a database and pull in information that he retrieves back. Do you know if that would be possible to do?
I think we're going to have to take this one offline because the key is right now anything that allows a JDBC connection is supported. But scripted, I need to check out on that one.
I'll send you an email, Aaron, then you can send it to the developers if they need to answer.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, Aaron, I wonder if that's a good one maybe to put out on the forum also.
Yep, depending.
Whichever option you want to take, but just a plug for the forum. I think we've been getting, you know, sub-24-hour response time out there from development. So.
Okay,
I'll put it on there, Pete. And one last question, sorry. You have a couple of references to the next release, providing scheduling and things like that. When's the time frame for that?
Just to give it a kind of a buffer, I'm going to say in the last part of second quarter, first part of third quarter.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And our next question comes from Tariq Faracha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I have a question. Will it be possible to make reports based on aggregating across all servers? For example, we have a customer and they are using ITM, and they have number of virtual servers, and one of their requirement is to be able to, at any given time, say, how is my Windows virtual environment doing? Show me the utilization. So
the answer to that is yes, and that those are reports that are being worked on.
Okay, they are not ready yet? I mean.
You know, let me, I can find that out and get back to you with when that would be available.
Okay, that will help
okay.
a lot.
And this is Pete, just kind of coming in. Aaron, what I want to do is capture these questions and forward them to you to get answered, and then what I will do is post them on the ITM forum as the Q's and A's responses from this Tivoli talk, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so, and the same would go for the Unix and so on. Okay, so that works fine. Second question is, since security is coming, it's not there yet, so how do we log in to BERT? Is any credential or it's open?
Well, you know, the way that you'd log into BERT, like into the user interface, is that you would create a user ID within the ISC.
Okay. Okay, so there will be a credential, meaning it's not open for anyone to get to the website and start looking at data.
Correct.
Okay. Third question is about TBSM 411 integration.
Mm-hmm.
Since that doesn't have any database, relational database, how do we pull data from it?
Well, this way you will be able to do it through, A, the data that TBSM is putting into the data warehouse is one way.
Okay, so that came at version 4.21, I think, or 4.2.
4.1.
It's not there at 4.11, is it?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay. Well, because I have the same challenge from this customer, and they're using TBSM 411, and we wanted to integrate with data warehouse, and that wasn't there.
Okay. Well, let's take that one down, and I'll try to get some clarification from the TBSM team for you.
Okay.
Boy, I'm not sure we'll let you on again. You're asking such tough questions. So let me kind of summarize. The TBSM 411, we just need to verify that it has integration with the data warehouse. If that's true, then we should be able to pull the reports. And then the other questions had to do with, are we able to pull status reports on virtual machines? Is that correct?
Right. To aggregate, since this is becoming quite hard for most of our customers who are using virtual environment, like VMware's system PLPARs.
Right.
So their management has a requirement to be able to see how my virtual environment is being utilized. Do I need to place order for new physical servers?
Right. Got it. And then was there some other area besides virtual machines? Did I miss one?
Make one comment just before you go on, Pete? Today in Tivoli Performance Analyzer, version 6.1.1, we provide support today for being able to do those performance analytics on virtualized environments. And first one that's out there is System P, and we have set out a set of reports, TCR-based reports, that I think it's probably worth it for you to go look at to see, are those reports already providing the information that maybe we'd be able to help you right now?
Sure. I mean, we do have the performance analyzer in our roadmap for this customer.
Okay,
but
good.
It will help if we can make reports from ITM.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
And our next question comes from Dave Rimkus. Please go ahead.
My question was regarding when we might expect the next version of TCR, and I think you had already answered that. But I had a comment for the first caller that had a question about getting data from a stored procedure. TCR uses the BERT reporting engine underneath it to generate the reports, and the BERT reporting engine does support obtaining data from a stored procedure. So there shouldn't be any reason why TCR itself wouldn't be able to handle that. I'm not sure if we have any specific examples of that. However, if you go to some of the BERT forums on there, you should be able to find plenty of examples on how to do that. So other than that, my original question has already been answered. Thanks, Aaron.
Okay. Oh, hey, and Dave, and this would be for everybody as well. There is a beta program that is being put in place, and it's going to be connected with the ITM beta program. So if you have customers who you want to get early access to next release and you think that they would be a good fit, then let's go down the path of nominating them for addition to this beta program.
Okay, Lisa, any more questions?
Yes, our next question comes from Dieter Bond. Please go ahead. One moment, sir. Mr. Bond, your line is open.
Okay, right. Now it's open. All right, a couple of questions. First one, BERT is still there, and I just wonder if this TCR is connected to this takeover that IBM did with this reporting company. What's the name again?
Cognos, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
We are definitely working out what our plan is. The intent, though, is for sure that the TCR will continue to exist as a simple, straightforward, no-charge add-on to the Tivoli solutions, and that for sure we want it to be that report definitions will be consumable as it goes up into Cognos. But we're working through more of those details. So I'd like to say this is a stay tuned, and I'll come back on a Tivoli talk when we have more details to be able to provide to you.
All right, Aaron. But you said the word simple. the reason I'm saying this is that I'm working at a Tivoli service in Germany, and all of a sudden we have a question coming up like, hey, can we easily integrate some reporting in this or that? And this is pretty much, hands-on, yeah. For example, if we want to integrate something into a NetCool Omnibus console, from the web-based client, you know, the web top, then you would click on an event or right-click and then launch a CGI script that tells the history of alarms or something, you know. Mm-hmm. The question is, how easy is it to do this?
I'm not sure that I could give you a good answer on that in right now, but I think it's one that we can follow up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I can include some of the development team where we can give you some tips and techniques.
I mean, at least if it would be possible to launch a report with a CGI call or something, maybe include authentication via HTTP, you know, HTTP-based authentication.
Yeah.
That would be easy for me to integrate it into Internet webtop.
Okay.
There was one thing. The other thing is that what about creating reports as well? I mean, if I know the data model, if I know the database and the structure of the database, and I have a SQL query, do I just need to launch BERT and put it in there, and then I have the report, or how does it work?
You know what? That's at a high level, that is pretty close to it. You would create your SQL, you would point to the data source, and then you would just execute the TCR engine, the BERT engine.
Mm-hmm. And you said, if I didn't mix it up, you said ITNM, so there is already an ITNM integration?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a report.
To the NSIM?
Oh, sorry, say that again.
To this database, NSIM, to this topology database? That's a MySQL database.
Right. You know what? I don't know what the data source is that the TNMP group is using, TNM is using, but I can find that out and get it to you.
That'll be great.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, Aaron, they're doing the best to stump you today.
Yep.
Hey, Dieter, I may ask for you to send, you need probably to word those questions and send them to Aaron, because you were way over my head in what you were asking.
And our next question comes from Susan Mead.
Good afternoon. This is Susan Mead. I'm with IGA internally. And one of the things I'm trying to push is the expectation that with TCR, as we continue to deploy more and more of the ISM portfolio, that as we add on another piece of that portfolio, we would get out-of-the-box integrated reports as part of that. Is that a false expectation on my part?
No, that is definitely not a false expectation. And the reporting is a key initiative within Tivoli. And so each product area is expected to come forward with what is their plan for adoption and when, how, what. So your expectation is fine. It really will just come down to delivery.
Well, I guess my question is more to the point of, for example, if I've got the CCMDB installed and I decide to add on TSRM, that part, when I add on TSRM, that I would automatically get out of the box, for example, a report that would show me problem tickets by CI. So what I mean by integrated reporting is that I would be able to get reporting out of the box that incorporates both configuration management, CCMDB reports, and TSRM data interchange.
Right. And each group is deciding what report out of the reporting out of the box that they will provide that's of value. So from a centralized point of view, which is where I am, we are making available, here is TCR, and now, for example, TSRM. We want you to come back and say, what out of the box reporting are you going to provide when you do integrate? So each the answer to that question is really based upon what is each product area's development plan.
Right. So, Aaron, I guess the best way to think of that is if you need a report that's a performance report, then you would take that requirement to the IT performance analyzer team, and what you have is the infrastructure, providing infrastructure to build on, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So potentially then we can go out and we could suggest or recommend some integrated reports that should come out of the box.
Absolutely.
Yeah, with any of the process. Sorry, Aaron, go ahead.
Yeah, no, sorry. I was just saying absolutely. That's exactly what is the right thing to do.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. And if I go to the report catalog, I should be able to see a list of all the 40 products that currently are developing TCR reports?
No, what you'll see at the report catalog are all of the all of the products that have made available reports outside of their normal product delivery cycle. But if you want a list, if you want a list of here are all the products who are out there now, I can make that available.
I think that would be very beneficial. One of the things I'm trying to do is push TCR in lieu of a number of other reporting solutions that are out there, and the more ammunition I have, the better it'll be.
Okay.
So, Aaron, I'm just going to capture that as a frequently asked question. We'll post that on the ITM and ITPA wiki, okay, or on the Q&A. I'm sorry. On
the
forum.
To answer directly to you. If you could just send a note, I'll get back to you.
I will do that. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll include it in my note to Aaron, and if you just cut them and paste them in there, then I'll post it on the forum.
Okay.
And our next question comes from Pradeep Nambiar. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I was trying to look at that link on the DeveloperWorks, and you indicated that TCR is available for download, but the only thing that I found in Opal is the integration pieces, but
right.
Not TCR itself.
Okay, let me get on there.
Do you want to go to the next question while you're looking?
Well, no, but, sir, are you an IBM? Are you an IBMer, a business partner?
Yeah, I'm an IBMer. I think I should be able to get it from Extreme Leverage, but I was just wondering if this is something that's available for customers to download and, you know, that would be a good thing.
Okay, let me make sure that it's updated and made and easily found on that website. But for all IBMers, downloading from Extreme Leverage is the preferred method.
Yes.
And our next question comes from Anand Tirumani. Please go ahead.
Hi, Joe. This is Anand. Actually, I have a quick question on one specific report, like server availability report, taking scheduled outages into consideration. Do we have a process in place for this, or is there any mechanism which you guys are planning on?
So you're saying, are we providing a set of reports, or is there functionality within ITM to be able to handle maintenance periods out of and not include maintenance periods or downtime, things like that?
Actually, the two things to this. One, I know ITM captures the data depending on what we specify, right? Like within the prime time and prime shift and other shift. And we can also go query that. But the problem here is we don't have an interface where there is like change management tools.
Mm-hmm.
Where they have a scheduled outage, because without that, we don't provide the actual server availability reports, right? So that was the issue actually we are having, and it's a major issue going on. I have customers asking for years, and we don't have a solution. Is there anything we have this, like a small interface giving, I don't know how this can be done, but is there any thought on this?
I have to tell you, I'm going to have to take that and give that one to either the change management group or to the ITM group and ask them to respond to that one.
Okay. Thank you.
But I wish somebody would ask me a question that I could really answer.
Well, we can always go back to how many kids do you have, like we joked about before we got started. At least any more questions?
Yes.
And pick an easy one, and if it's hard, we're going to cut them off.
No.
Our next question comes from Bill Schuster.
Good morning. I always have easy questions.
Go for it, Bill.
This all seems to be pointed at the data warehouse, which is where we once said everything was going to store its data. But we now have a whole set of products based on a different storage infrastructure. With the MRO acquisition, the CCMDB, all the change manager, process management products, and Tivoli Provisioning Manager.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get these into the same infrastructure? And I think it's a simple ODBC call.
And if Dave Remkes is still on, I may ask him to jump in and help answer this one as well. But So the default is, you know, we set up a connection to Tivoli Data Warehouse, but really you can add any JDBC connection as a data source to be able to pull data into TCR. And so...
You know, some naive customer who thinks that it's all one big IBM would ask why we didn't do that for them.
Oh, Bill, I thought you were going to ask an easy question, man.
Well, that was just a tough comment. Fucking with you.
All right, you know what, that is a fair comment. Like, I'd like to be able to come back and answer. So a customer says, hey, Tivoli, why haven't you provided default access to every interface for every Tivoli product set that there is?
Now, it sounds like it's more I've got it directly in Tivoli Data Warehouse, but by default provide tying into the CCMDB also. Is that right, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not everything. It's just the two that right now
he's mentioned, but maybe there are others who are saying, oh, why can't it go into, you know, for...
I'm sure there are people who want to know why there's no reporting for remote control as well. But I think this is a whole set of products. The MRO acquisition is fundamental to our service management philosophy. Change management is a fundamental underpinning here.
Right.
Yeah. So, Bill, let's take that one rather than going too. Yeah. Before going too long on it, you know, we can have a whole strategy in years to hook into everything. But I think TDW, probably the CCMDB, and then let's take that as a question and see what we can come up with as an answer. Did you have some more questions, Bill?
Yeah, no, I'm set. Thanks.
Okay.
And there are no further questions at this time.
I guess I scared everybody off. Sorry about that. So, Lisa, did anybody else come on? Or is, I know you said, but is there maybe somebody else come in, or is that it?
I would like to remind everyone that's star one if you'd like to ask a question or make a comment. And there are no further questions, sir. I'll turn the call back over to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Lisa. This is Pete. Thanks, guys. Sorry to cut us a little bit short there. We were hitting the end of our time, and I'm trying to make sure that we, you know, respect everybody's schedule. A couple of things I do want to point out is that we will have another Tivoli talk in 2 weeks on IT Performance Analyzer. There's also just basically the core places to go for information. One's the ITM Forum. The second one I want to remind everybody of is the product manager Tivoli talks on the last Thursday of every month. These are the times to come back, and we may come back to you and say, here's the answers to some of those questions, as well as pointing them out on the forum. I know everybody out there knows we don't expect to have all the answers, but we will get back with you with what we know and what we can do. So I appreciate everybody dialing in. Everybody have a great day, great night, great morning. Bye-bye.
And that concludes today's teleconference. Thank you for your participation. Have a good day.